Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Is this the weakest Steeler defense that we've seen in quite some time, Ed Norris?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, even when they were bad.
Defense was good.
The defense was good. So it's, you know, they have not been themselves or the Steelers we're used to.
It feels really weird when you see that the Ravens or Steelers can't stop the run.
Yes, it is.
Like, it feels weird anytime that happens. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Ravens have been better at it, but the Steelers are still having issues.
Yes, they look terrible. The defense is terrible. Even, and the pass rush is not what it was. Used to that, you know, real fierce pass rush and, you know, say staunch against the run. But the defense has not looked good because, even they said, when they weren't good offensively, they were still in games because of, you know, TJ Watt and then, you know, everybody else on that defense that, you know, make things happen. They don't have a quarterback right now, really.
They're 28th in total defense.
Yeah.
Giving up 365 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about can't stop the run, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
I mean, it's just not, that's something that's not Raven or Steeler like. And I know things change over the years. These teams used to be, hey, we're running the football. It's smash mouth football. You got to come in and stop it. We're going to stop the run. We'll run the football. All those things. It applies. But now with the way that the rules, I thought the Steelers did a better job of adjusting to taking advantage of the rules when they allowed Big Ben to start throwing the football 40 times
cooked,
a game.
Didn't he? Yeah. Ben cooked. You know, but, you know, we talk about the defense not being able to stop the run. They're better stopping the run than they are to pass. They're 17th in stopping the run. They're 28th. And stopping the pass.
I feel like the run's gotten worse as the season's gone along, and also, like, depending on who you're playing. But that being said, they're not good either way. And again, you pick your poison. This isn't Cincinnati bad, but you just put up 14 points against them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they got to come in and put their money where their mouth is with the offense and show us something. And I think it starts with giving the ball to 22.
Now, you said that, you know, they just put 14 points up against Cincinnati. And I'm sorry, this is not sour grapes. I don't give Cincinnati's defense credit for that game. You gave them the ball. You turned the ball over.
Five times.
Exactly. Yeah. One was a bad call. That was a touchdown, the offensive pass interference. And then the one you scored and you fumbled at the goal line. And then, again, you fumbled the ball twice for no particular reason. The two Lamar Jackson fumbles, were those fumbles created by the defense or just –
they weren't punch loose.
Brain cramp. Yeah, brain cramp fumbles.
Yeah.
I would say really all three fumbles were really on them. You say, you know, they hold the ball out at the end zone and likely fumbled. Okay, I'll give you that. But the two by Lamar, no, man, that's just brain cramp fumbles.
It has nothing to do with, I mean, even bringing that up has nothing to do with the Bengals defense. Just talking about how am I sitting here looking at an offense that put up 14 points against a defense that terrible and going to go, yeah, all of a sudden they're going to put up 30 this week.
We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying you're saying that. We're saying the same thing.
Okay.
I don't care what defense they face. With that offensive performance, they're not going to score against anybody, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
With that kind of offensive performance, who are they going to score against? Seriously, I don't care how bad your defense is. They're not creating opportunities themselves, and when they get opportunities, they screw them up.
Yeah.
This is not about what defenses do to the Ravens. This, to me, is about inept offense that has a lack of execution right now,
yeah.
A lack of imagination right now, a lack of identity. They look like we're going through an identity crisis here in the middle of the season, towards the end of the season. Run the damn ball.
Yeah.
Set up the pass. Take some pressure off of Lamar. And again, I'm not babying Lamar, but if you know he's not at his best right now, then run the ball to where now when you're throwing the ball, they're not past obvious situations. I think that's the key to the offense right now, getting back into form.
Yeah, and again, I think we have to see it. And that's why I said it starts with giving 22 the ball. Go back to what's always worked for you. Run the football. I'm not saying it doesn't mean you got to run it on every damn down, but like, don't give him five carries in the first half.
Right. Give him more than that. Don't tell me the mesh point between Lamar and Henry isn't still dangerous. I don't care if Lamar is, you know, he's still hurting or he's not quite 100%. He's still dangerous. And they're still both, you know, both of them are headed to the Hall of Fame. Despite Lamar's age, he's a two-time MVP. He's going.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, he's going. So why can't we just get back to what works and stop trying to be cute?
And the reason you feel that the run against the Steelers has been worse lately, you know why?
Why?
The Bills ran the ball 51 times.
Wow.
Last week for 249 yards, just under 5 yards a clip.
Yeah.
51. You got last year.
Did they have 200-yard rushers that game?
No, they had one.
Was that the Eagles
Cook
game
had 144.
Oh, you're talking about with both running backs?
Yeah.
I mean, that happened in the Eagles
Cook
game.
Cook had 144.
Bears,
but Davis had 62.
Okay.
Close.
But 249 yards rushing on 51 carries. You got the MVP, the reigning MVP there. He threw the ball 23 times. That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057 is the number. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Man. How are you?
All right. Man, I think this is the weakest Steeler team on both sides of the ball that we faced in a while, man. So, I mean, if we can't get the job done Sunday, it's gonna be a big that's gonna be the turning point of the season. I think this is the biggest game of the season so far now. As far as, you know, the Steelers are weak, but we haven't shown up at times either. So
hey, Mike,
we shall see.
I agree with you on this. It's the biggest game of the season, but guess what? It's the start of each week being the biggest game of the season until they're out of it. As long as they're in it, every game now for the rest of the year will be the biggest game of the season. This is number
That's
one.
True.
This is the start of it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Ricetown. Get Rick. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how's it going today?
How are you, man?
It's good to hear you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was listening to Sirius Satellite with Stephen A. Smith this weekend. He spent a lot of time talking about the last playoff game that Mike Tomlin won was in 2017. And why are the Steelers keeping him around? Well, because he's really good in the regular season. What do you guys think?
I think you need to take a look at the Steelers front office. I've been saying that for 2 years now. What are they giving him? I mean, look at how teams win in the National Football League today. He is cooking with hot dogs and pinto beans.
So somebody pointed out,
beans, I should say.
Somebody pointed out in the YouTube chat and said, couldn't you use that same argument to go against Harbaugh? Look at what he's been given.
Yes, that's the argument I use.
Yeah.
That you and I have used that argument.
Yes.
John Harbaugh has been given gourmet ingredients. We ain't seeing gourmet on the field. Not when it matters.
I'm taking away his Michelin star.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn.
What up? It's Rashawn.
Hey, what's up?
Going man? On,
is it Rashawn?
Yeah, it's Rashawn, man. You know, in case y'all forgot. Hey,
well, y'all must have forgot.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, so listen, man. Look, the part of me is like, I definitely want the Ravens to make the playoffs, right? Even though I don't think if we get in, you know, we're going to make it to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, though. But if they sneak in and get, you know, demolished in the first round or beat in the first round, whatever, that's only going to give the front office probably more excuse to keep Harbaugh around longer. So do y'all think that? And if we don't make it.
They're not firing John Harbaugh. It would take a total implosion from here to the rest of it, to the end of the season, for them to fire John Harbaugh.
Right. Okay. So, got you.
Yeah.
And other than that, and if we lose this game, looking at the rest of the schedule, the Steelers got a little bit easier schedule than us, because I don't see us how we win in two or three more games with these games coming up with the Patriots, Packers, Bengals.
You could give me any four teams in the league that are on and tell me they're on the Steelers schedule, and I still don't have confidence to come away with a winning record.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they still have to face the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions. Yeah, and they got the Dolphins. The Dolphins still fighting for something. But I think we got a tougher schedule, though.
I think we have recency bias. I think we have recency bias. We forget that the Ravens are coming off of, a five-game win streak, and the Steelers have, 2-5 in the last seven?
Yeah.
I think there's some recency bias here. It's the last game. Mm-hmm.
It's that how they lost to that team.
Exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.